You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, I got an opportunity to meet one of our local jazz pianists. Mm. Very talented young man, just 34 years old, trying to keep jazz alive.
That's important.
His name is Eddie Moore. He's got a band called The Outer Circle. Mm-hmm. I've been doing some volunteering over at the American Jazz Museum, so they asked me to interview him, and they're going to put it up on their socials and whatnot. Try to get some of the younger folks involved in the museum.
Jazz is important. It is weaved in the DNA of the culture of Kansas City.
That's right.
Along with barbecue. It's just as important.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Cory Booker ended his presidential campaign yesterday. Mm. He never managed to get much traction in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Also struggled to raise money. Mm. Even though he had some zingers during the debates.
Yeah, I liked him.
Just couldn't string it together.
But you see, Bloomberg, he got his chips in order.
They called me on my phone the other day.
What?
How they got my phone number, I don't know. And I was like, she was like, well, you know, I'm with the Bloomberg campaign. Can I ask you a couple questions? I said, no. I'm at work. Damn. She said, well, can I call you tomorrow afternoon? I said, no, I'll be at work. Damn. Like normal people. During the day, people are at work.
Why did you answer?
I don't know. Somebody called my phone. I was like, and it had no caller ID. So
more reason not to answer.
Why? I'm not scared of nobody. I ain't running from nobody.
It's just like they on some bull.
But see, I don't have a problem telling somebody no. I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone. Just whatever. It's my phone.
During the playoffs, his commercials, it was like one every commercial break.
He got a bag. Yeah. That's what. And
it was a couple during the national championship too. So it's 2020. We better get ready for it.
He ain't nowhere begging nobody for contributions. He got a bag. He funded his campaign. He's the only one that hasn't taken a dime from anyone.
Shout out to the New York taxpayers.
Nah, he was a big businessman before any of this, so he's been rich. Mm-hmm. He's a true billionaire. Your man's, I don't know. I don't think your man's is really a billionaire out here, Brian.
Hold on, don't be pointing at me. Like, that ain't...
Wowzers.
That's your man's. That ain't my man's.
I don't know nothing about him. I'm Palmer out here.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
623, look for highs in the lower 50s. Right now you're cloudy in 35 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Apparently people have been shading Tyler Perry for admitting that he's the only one that writes on his shows.
People find anything to complain about.
Well, some people thought that maybe it would up the quality level a little bit if it came from more than one source, but he had this to say.
I don't get that either, because I did have a writer's room and did have his situation. It was the worst experience I've ever had in my career dealing with that whole situation. So and the ratings for my shows went down when I had those people, because people know my voice. The people that have been seeing my plays, that are watching my shows by the millions, the ones who are watching the Have and Have Nots and the 1, 2, and 3 shows, Have and Have Nots, Oval and Sisters, number 1, 2, and 3 among African Americans that I write all those episodes, I'm doing something right, right? So they know my voice. They know what I want. They know what they want from me, and I give it to them.
Do you remember back in 1985 or so when Coke switched to New Coke? Mm-hmm. Everybody, it was an outrage. Everybody went to Pepsi. Coke eventually switched back to the original recipe. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Stick with what you got, Tyler Perry.
Sometimes. I had a whole career without you that was great. But I think that this is the best radio that I've been doing in the last 4 years with a partner. And I've never had a partner before.
And I feel you on that, and there's always room for improvement. But obviously he tried something else and it didn't work. Let Tyler Perry do what he do. He got a whole university of studios, okay? He got a whole campus by himself.
I don't deny that. Antonio Brown, child, what is really going on with this dude? Man.
I think this is a cry out for help, Shay.
So yesterday, during another dispute with his baby mama, he decided to go live.
Nah, a whole lot of broke. That's what it is. That's when they broke and they can't finesse, so they try to come steal. You see, you come to take the kids to school, but you can't take them, so now you try to steal. Got my boys all in front of the madness. I don't care about none of that. That's my residence. It's illegal. We ain't taking no disrespect, you right? Basic shit, you feel me? You know when you get broke, pregnant, look, they show up. They show up and try to steal. Take a bum ass to jail, bro. Look at her. Bum ass, fat, stocky, short, Santa Claus looking. Look. Sir, you want me to take the kids in the house? Will you take her to jail? She's trash. Take the trash to jail.
This was in front of the kids with the police there. Totally unnecessary, one. Number two, this is your kid's mother. They're going to remember this interaction. It's not a good look. He needs some help. Seriously, the past year for him has been just an emotional roller coaster full of all bad things, from him not showing up to the game last year to hit the whole fiasco with the Raiders and the Patriots and the women that came out with the sexual assault claims. And now this, he needs some help.
My baby Marshawn Lynch said it best yesterday. Well, he said it the day before yesterday, but I just...
Take care of your chickens.
Take care of your chickens. Take care of your mentals. Take care of your body.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Because I only had this car for 3 weeks and it stopped on the highway.
Man. Oh, no.
It's bad. It's real bad. But I'm close to the exit. You know, it keeps starting. You know what I'm saying? But I'm getting there. You know what I mean?
Mm. Who you get it from?
You want me to put him out there like that?
No, he doesn't.
You know, I will. You know what I mean? I'll put him out there like that.
Nah,
you know,
man, don't do all that.
Don't do them like that?
No.
I'm close to my house, so it ain't really that bad because it keeps starting. It'll start and get there. Mm-hmm. It's just electrical problem. I know that, but they about to come get me. Believe that.
You got to do your car like Fred Flintstone. You got to get them feet pedal.
That's what I feel like I keep doing. I keep starting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we're going to get there.
All right, keep on pushing. Who is this?
Oh, this is Goofy and T, man. You know what it is.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling up. Be safe, babe.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
This is an interesting social experiment. A Japanese billionaire is giving away $9 million to 1,000 of his Twitter followers. And the reason for this is he wants to see if money can make people happy.
Well, I would love for that experiment to come across me, because I can show you better than I can tell you.
It's $9,000. Let's say I went in my bag right now and plunked $9,000 down on the desk.
Making that real money.
And told you go ahead and do you. Mm-hmm. You think it would make you happier?
Absolutely it would.
But don't you think that's temporary happiness? Wouldn't you be happy for the first maybe couple days?
No. No, that would make
you
me...
You think 2 years from now you'd still be happy from $9,000?
$5, Buster?
Yes, because I would make it grow and make it double. I can flip that. I'm a hustler. Ask about me.
Lord have mercy.
$40.
What about you? I know that'll make you happy.
Oh, yeah. I'd be happy. But I'm just a grateful person. If somebody came in here and gave me $9, I would have the same reaction as if somebody gave me $9,000.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I wouldn't.
So it has to be big for you to acknowledge it as worthy?
Stay in your lane.
Yes.
Wow. I guess because I really truly believe that no one owes me anything. So if somebody gives me anything, I'm so happy. I got a card in the mail on my birthday, and it was a $25 Visa gift card. You would have thought that was $250,000. Mm. And I used it this morning to get my breakfast. And I said, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Now, the $9, that would be temporary happiness. I was like, oh, okay, thank you for the, you know, $9. I'll maybe go see a movie, get half off of that or something. I don't know. But $9,000? That made me happy.
I think you have to be equally happy for everything. And in that way, you get more. I found that the gratitude for things,
you know, that's true,
invites more into my life. Like, seriously, because I'm grateful. Like, even when I'm taking a shower in the morning, I thank God for the soap I use.
Because
there was a time I didn't have soap to bathe with as a little girl because my parents ain't have no money. And so now I'm like, look at all these body washes and soaps and gels and everything I have.
I just be thankful for hot water in the morning. Can you imagine taking a cold shower in the morning?
I've done that.
It'd be simple stuff like that. I'd be like, man, thank God for air conditioning and heat. It'd be little simple stuff like that.
I'm telling you, gratitude is the answer.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got that cold cash, $1,000 could be yours on Friday.
Yes.
We'll get somebody qualified for that money this hour. Lee Summit School District has named a new superintendent. His name is David Buck. He's currently the superintendent for the Wright City School District, which is near St. Louis. He'll be formally introduced at the board's meeting January 23rd, and his tenure will begin July 1st. In a press release, he said, "My personal mission is that every kid grows up to be an adult we all would be proud to call a neighbor. I'm excited about being part of LSR7's mission to do just that."
Well, Mr. Buck, we wish you much success and hope that there's a sense of inclusion for every kid in the Lee Summit School District.
According to the school board, Buck will continue to implement the district's equity plan, approved in February of 2019, and plans to visit the district next week to participate in equity training. Come through to the show, Mr. Buck.
Yeah, come through. Holla at us. We got a couple questions for you.
Quite a few questions I'd like to ask.
You don't want to spoil it?
What you mean?
You don't want to spoil your questions? I want a hint on what you going to ask.
No, he would need to be here for that.
Okay.
There's no reason to talk about something that may or may not happen.
Okay.
I'm assuming that he's not listening to the show.
Okay.
But there could be others that are listening who could relay the message.
All right. Oprah Moore. I see.
I ain't Oprah out here, but that would be great.
You do be having some nice questions.
You asked a good question the other day, too. I was like, wow, go ahead.
What question?
I'm starting to rub off on you.
What question? You don't tell me off air?
Look at you trying to sop it up with
a
biscuit.
I just want to know.
What'd I say?
Nah, I just want to know. You know, I like learning from you. So I just be wanting to know.
What I had said.
Oh, Lord. Hopefully Stacy got some good questions this week. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to be talking about what to do when you buy a car. I just had a client come in and have me review his car purchase paperwork because he purchased the car. 4 months later, the transmission wasn't working. I'll be back at 7:35.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 50s. Right now, you're foggy in 35 in Liberty. Shade, what's poppin'?
Well, let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends.
Them crazy Capricorns. Let's go.
Can you please stop saying that? No one has ever in the history of life said crazy Capricorns.
Tyrese and R. Kelly beg to differ.
Anywho, happy birthday to actor Carl Weathers. You remember him from the Rocky franchise and Action Jackson. He's 72 today.
Apollo Creed.
Evelyn Braxton, reality star and mama of the Braxtons, is also 72 today. Mm-hmm. Clarence Carter, blues singer, is 84 years old today.
When I start making love,
yes,
I don't just make love.
Hey, I be stroking. Hey,
that's what I be doing. Rapper Slick Rick is 55 today.
A teenage love.
This is a stepper.
They use this for the stepping?
You could.
This is like one of my favorite Slick Rick songs. I'm shocked you picked this one. Because usually people go with the...
Yeah, children's story.
Yeah.
Hey, here's something else that's different. Come on, hit me with it. My dog.
Man, one of the best rappers out there.
Yes,
longevity
ever.
Is matchless. Rapper LL Cool J, actor. Give it up. I can't 52. Let her
Baby, smile through hey. Because I've been imagining always. Hey, I'm going to love you better. Happy birthday, everybody.
Well, my favorite LL is Jingling Baby.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Jingling Baby.
Happy birthday, everybody born on January 14th.
So Will Smith admitted in a very telling interview that he had deep insecurities about his wife Jada Pinkett Smith's relationship with Tupac back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to
say no. Oh, God. That dude. And you know, that was in the early days. And it was like, that was a big regret for me, too, because I could never open up to interact with Pac. Because we had a little bit of a thing, right? Because they grew up together. And they loved each other, but they never had a sexual relationship. Yeah. But they had come into that age where now that was a possibility. And then Jada was with me. Pac had a little thing on that, but she just loved him. Like, he was the image of perfection, but she was with the Fresh Prince, you know? So I never could, like, even we were in a room together a couple times. I couldn't speak to him. And, you know, he wasn't going to speak to me if I wasn't going to speak to him. But,
really? It seemed like y'all would have so much in common.
No, that's what Jada would say all the time. She was like, I'm telling you, y'all are so similar. You love him. And I just never, that was a huge regret of mine. I couldn't handle it. I was the soft rapper from Philly and he was Pac.
Right.
You well, at least he didn't do a diss song about you or nothing.
I know, right, exactly, exactly. But yeah, no, I was deeply, deeply insecure, and I wasn't man enough to handle that relationship.
Ooh, that's heavy.
He's a highly evolved individual to be able to admit that, even though Pac is gone.
Yeah. I agree. You know, is a lot of men were prideful, and a lot of us would have never admitted that. Be like, nah, it would have been easy to be like, nah, man. You know, they was cool. They did their thing. You know, we did our thing. But it's it takes a great amount of courage to do that. It does.
Mm. I know you would never admit that another dude.
He waiting on eternity for me.
Tougher than you. Faster than you. Good luck finding one that's had more money than you.
I mean, I'm Brian, you know. I'm me at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So you can go on with all that.
footage of Young Jock driving for a ride-sharing app showed up online yesterday. Mm-hmm. And in it, the person who was in the vehicle with Jock was trying to play him by basically saying that he fell off.
You sound like somebody I know.
Huh?
You sound like somebody I know.
I mean... You know, like,
I don't know. What's your name?
I just want to ask a question. Are you Young Jock?
Can you turn around?
Oh, Young
so you just fell. You must have fell off or something. Like, oh, why? No, why is you?
Come on, man. Come on, for real. What you want to do? Go sell dope? You want him to sell nickel bags on outside of Decatur or something? The man is trying to provide for his family. It's easy money. He's an Uber driver. What is it? Uber or Lyft?
No, it's not. It's not either one. It's called Pull Up and Go. It's a new rideshare app. And from what I've heard from my sources in Atlanta, he's part owner of that. So I think that this might be like a publicity stunt to try to get more attention to his new app. But even if it weren't that and he was really driving for money, I mean, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. And that's what I was trying to say. Nothing is wrong with that, man. We get caught up in, you know, this certain lifestyle. Let's face it, Young Jock ain't had a hit in what?
But he has a whole
years.
Radio show and they're number one in Atlanta right now. So he not hurting for money. That's not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That show is doing well.
Even if he was, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing.
Mm.
But that's a smart publicity stunt, though. I ain't gonna front. That's
heck
very
yeah.
smart.
Because
everybody's talking about it now.
Heck yeah. So now you want to download the Pull Up and Go app, right?
Right.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Aww.
You got a loan in your ex's name?
No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Gotta send a special shout out to Stephanie and Rodney Smith and Marquita Taylor. They were featured in the Land of Opportunity documentary on KCPT. I watched the other day. It's all about the Santa Fe neighborhood, Brian.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Yes.
That's public access if you didn't know what KCPT was. I know you don't.
I know what it is. Yeah.
Watch a lot of that.
So does Stacey. Good morning, Stacey.
Today we're going to be talking about the paperwork that you need to review when you buy a car. It's tax time. A lot of people are getting their license reinstated. They're buying cars. They're buying houses with tax returns. And so we're going to be talking about some of those things as the weeks go forward. So first thing, you want to look over all of the paperwork. And if there's something that you don't understand, make sure you have them explain it to you. Number two, look for a warranty. Okay, when you're buying a used car, a lot of people get confused about the lemon law. We've talked about that before, but the lemon law only pertains to brand new cars, not used vehicles. If that vehicle is used, there may not be a warranty. It may be really jacked up. You don't know. So get a warranty. Even if you have to pay for one, it may be worth it in the end. And when you do get that warranty, make sure that you go over it with a fine-tooth comb and you know what is covered and what is not. Number three, when you are negotiating the price of the car, make sure you understand what the interest is. Do you get the title right away? Are they going to hold the title? Are they going to shut your car off if you don't make payments? You want to make sure that you understand that payment process, because a lot of times the interest may be higher than what you're thinking. You're not clear about the payment terms. And because they're a salesperson, they're trying to get you into that vehicle. And so do not rush a sale. And so the last thing that I always tell people, take somebody with you or dial a friend. So a lot of people will call me. So some of my clients that, you know, they have me for other cases, they will call me and say, hey, I'm about to do this deal or I'm about to sign this contract. Will you look over it for me? A lot of times that saves people a ton of money on the back end. So even if I just charge $50 to look over it real quick, or if you're one of my current clients, it just takes me 10 minutes to really quickly look over it. A lot of times it gives them peace of mind and they make sure that they know what they're signing. And so remember, during tax season, make sure that you are reading all of your paperwork. And if you have questions about contracts, always, always, always call a lawyer. When you have a contract that's a legal document and you want to consult a legal professional, our number is 816-359-1877. You can find me on social media at Stacey Shaw Law, online at StaceyShawLaw.com. And remember, today is Tuesday. We call for complete peace on Tuesday. Today, we are also going to congratulate Monica Roberts, who is our 2020 Champion of Peace Award winner. And we will be congratulating her this Saturday at the Put Down the Guns, Pick Up the Mic competition. Again, until I see you next time, peace is the most valuable thing that you can give to another person. So peace be upon you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
LSU beat Clemson yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Joe college Burrow.
College championship 42-25.
Woo! Shout out to the Tigers. Honey Badger was down there.
The game I'm really excited about is the AFC championship. Phew. Going down to Arrowhead this Sunday. Juan Thornhill is doing a contest on his Twitter account. Mm. If you want to win the two tickets that he has to the game.
Damn!
Hundreds have already entered.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is retweet, follow him, and then post a funny video of yourself. And he's going to choose which one is the funniest or the goofiest.
So, do you you need a cameraman for your entry, or you going to do it by yourself?
So you want me to...
What?
Get you out here and clown myself to get tickets?
You are funny every day on the radio. All right?
My office hours are 5:30 to 10.
Well, you can do it during that time.
Girl, bye. I can't be funny on demand. Like,
I feel you on that.
If people say, okay, action. Like, what am I supposed to do?
You are very spontaneous.
Right. Yeah. I can respond to something.
Yeah.
But just trying to get me, hey, tap dance real fast. Like, I'm not sexy. One of them people.
Oh,
I can't.
Oh, Lord. Why you gotta be tap dancing, though?
Because I feel like I'm performing. Like, if I am funny, it's because I'm just being me. And right. I'm saying what I'm really thinking in my head. I'm right. not trying to contrive anything.
I'm just saying, I want you in the building for the AFC Championship.
You don't
game.
Want me there that bad.
How come? What? Why not?
If you wanted me that bad, you take care of that business.
How about you call bro and you'll take care of the business? Why don't you call him and do that?
Which bro?
Classic.
He not gonna let me have his ticket.
Okay, so what do you want me to do then? What do you want me? What's the alternative for me to help you out?
Have you ever seen the movie Friday?
Yes.
And she told him to make it enough.
He was getting some cigarettes from around the corner. This is a totally different thing.
Well, make my AFC Championship ticket enough. My birthday was Saturday. And I spent the entire day alone.
Oh.
Stuck in the house.
Everybody was stuck in the house on Saturday.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
If you are alone because your boo was acting up, hit us up right now and flex on your ex.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
Yeah, I want to flex on my baby daddy because he left me right before Christmas with our son. Didn't come and spend Christmas with us. Didn't come and spend New Year's with us or nothing else. He didn't went to work. Broke his foot, and now he want to come back. No, boo-boo. Stay where you been at.
Mm.
It's hard to move around on one leg. You know what I'm saying? I think you need to help him out.
Nah, I'm not going to help him out. When I was calling, I needed help with my car. He wouldn't come and help me. I had to call my sister. A girl, you a whole man. You should have came and helped me. I was stranded in the cold with his son. I'm flexing on him. He came and picked up his son this weekend and seen my house because it's relayed. I done redecorated. I got new furniture in there, everything. Then bought a new Galaxy S10. Then bought my son a tablet, everything. I'm flexing on you, baby. Stay where you was at.
The last thing you gotta do is get some sage and just go sage the house to get his spirit out.
No, for real. I'm really thinking about just moving out the whole house, for real.
Just sage it. You ain't got to move.
Alright, well, thank you so much for calling in. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:20 today. Look for highs in the lower 50s. The fog will lift later on, but right now, you're a little foggy in 39 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Trick Daddy took to his Instagram account to address people that were dragging him for his recent mugshot. The rapper was arrested last weekend for possession of cocaine and DUI. He said, quote, "Let me get this right. You lie on me, make fun of the fact that I have lupus, and all this just for likes. Thank God I'm strong. Everything is funny until it hits close to home. My feelings don't hurt easily. I'm too worried about waking up tomorrow."
Wow. Well, that definitely puts things in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to return back to his radio show.
I hope so, because maybe this could be a cautionary tale for other folks. You know what I'm saying? Trying to possibly dive into that kind of lifestyle.
Swizz Beatz Baby's mama says that ever since she talked about that Alicia Keys situation with the iPhone, that people been threatening her online, child. She wrote, "Due to violent threats." Well, I would think that you had learned your lesson not to go on that internet with that if you were so scared. But yet
he was
you're not.
Tough and hardcore.
So she went on her Instagram page again and said, "Due to violent threats, I'm now forced to post this. Swizz Beatz, Alicia Keys' husband, and her fan base have been threatening me. His wife, who was supposed to be pro-women, is aware of this. I fear for my life and safety. I am alone with Nicole, and the only way to protect myself is to let everyone know. It's the public that enabled them to be people down in the first place, put people down in the first place. It's been long 10 years of abuse, misogyny, and disrespect from these two people.
Pro women.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, fam. The best thing for you to do is just to stay off the internet, because they're going to attack you even more now when they see this.
Even more. Yeah. The way to stop internet stuff is to ignore it.
Exactly.
Damn! And that with a fire, you got to take the oxygen out for a fire to go out.
Something like that. Yeah.
No, that's mathematically and scientifically true.
I was thinking about don't put water on the grease fire.
What? I tell you, 8-for-1, my friend. 8-for-1, my friend.
That's right.
Damn! Tabar Braxton has gotten a beauty show on VH1.
Oh. Who's hosting?
I guess she is. Sources say that it's currently in production. And she explained, quote, I have a VH1 show coming up that got picked up for 20 episodes.
Oh.
I'm really excited about it. It's kind of like a musical, sort of, but it's really, really good and entertaining.
20 episodes of that? You don't stretch it out that long? I mean, you can learn how to do box braids on, on YouTube or something. Crochet braids, all that.
How you know?
They got all type of tutorials on YouTube. You can learn to do anything on YouTube.
Your lady friends be coming over to your house watching that.
I don't know what you talking about, fam. Why are you always trying to get me caught up in something that I ain't got nothing
to
do with?
Your lady friends. Why are you trying to act like you don't have any lady friends?
I be at home working, trying to get ready for the show, trying to prepare for this.
I wish I could get on the thing and push the buttons, because I would hit the you're a liar button right now.
Well, too bad you can't. So now what? I'm
You're
over
a
here.
Liar.
I'm. You can't just manufacture it like that.
Yes,
somebody told a lie one day.
Thank you, Dr. King.
You're a liar.
Why you mad though? Coming up at 8:38.
You're a lying sack of.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
It's your boy Shane, man.
Good morning, Shane.
All right, let's see what you got.
No doubt, I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it. Wow. Doing it, wow.
Oh, come on, man.
We need the last line.
Oh, man.
You ain't gonna finish it? This like the most important part.
I forgot the damn line.
She representing... I'm representing she was... No.
I'm representing she was doing it wild.
No! I'm representing Queen. She was raised out in Brooklyn.
I'm Brooklyn. Oh, yeah. Oh.
You are definitely not LL Cool Shane. Give it to him anyway, B. Oh,
we got your $25 Missouri Lottery scratch-off ticket prize pack. Entry into that grand prize drawing to check out Oprah's 2020 Vision, Your Life in Focus Tour Endeavor, and you qualify for $1,000 in cold cash on Friday, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank y'all, man.
You're welcome, baby. What station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z.
Listen now through March 12th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash on $1,000 Friday.
Get that money, yo.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always turned up.
Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Number one.
Hot 103 Jams.
More money.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.